Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners and our students, we welcome you to our program, Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami'. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the Ahadith and Dua. Make intention, inshallah, you are learning, you are spending time with us, trying to learn the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, so that each moment you're spending with us, you will be taking reward for it, inshallah. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Your a'mal is measured according to your intention. Al-a'mal, actions, deeds. بِالنِّيَّاتِ, it's measured according to niyyat is a plural of niyyah, which means intentions. And whenever you make a good intention, make intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shall be rewarded for that, for each amal, each doing you are acting upon, inshallah. Alright, the lines will be open from the beginning of the program, inshallah. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Engineering for us today, brother Muhammad Bilal. He will be taking your calls, inshallah, for our students. And don't forget, if you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyyatul Jami', you can be one of the students by just calling the same number, 011-854-1548, and leave your telephone number and your name with our engineer, and he will give you a student number, inshallah, starting from 255. Alright, we'll be taking the first call for today, asking some questions. Today is general revision, so we'll take questions, we'll take your calls and we'll ask questions right from the beginning of the program, inshallah. Don't forget that we are in Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran. And we will be asking also some questions related to the vocabularies of the Quran as well. Alright, the first call, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
كم درجة لديك؟ 100. لديك 100.
164.
164 درجة.
Okay.
All right. So now the question, the first question for you is related to the Quran.
Okay.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءِ. What does the word سُفَهَاء means?
The fools.
The fools, okay. Do you know the singular of it? The singular of it, do you know? Okay, that's not part of the question, but I'll just give it to you. It's سَفِيه.
سَفِيه.
سَفِيه. All right, Safi.
Shukran jazilan.
Okay.
I'll write it down, please.
You write it down. It's Sin Fa.
Sin Fa.
Ya and Ha.
Ya and Ha.
Okay, that's Safi, right? Okay. Let's move on. قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون. What is the word مستهزئون means? مستهزئون. And in another verse, Allah says, Allah يستهزئ بهم. يستهزئ بهم مستهزئون.
I got it.
They said إنما نحن مستهزئون.
Wait, I know that, Sheikh. Just hold, bear with me, please.
Okay.
مستهزئون. It's those who mock, I think.
Yes, the mockers. They said we are just mockers. We are mocking them. Okay. And what is the meaning of the word طغيان? طغيان.
طغيانيم is they trespass or they transgress.
Yes, transgression or oppression. Yes. Okay.
Oppression.
Now, اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى. What is the opposite of اشتروا? I don't want the meaning of it. I want the opposite of it. اشتروا. اشتروا is a word, is a verb actually, and a past tense verb. What is the meaning of ishtarau? The meaning first. Let's see if you can get the meaning. Yashtari means?
To purchase.
Yes, or to purchase buy. Or to buy.
Gee.
So ishtarau means to purchase or to buy. The opposite of it is?
Purchase guidance for
You said the meaning of ishtara, which is to buy.
To purchase, yes.
Right. What is the opposite of to buy in English?
To sell.
To sell. So what is the meaning of to sell in Arabic?
Yabia.
Say again?
Yabia.
Yabia. That's it. Yabia means to sell.
Sell.
We'll give you the 2 points here. Let's move on to the next question. The general conversational words. First one, first word. What is the meaning of bikulli surur? Bikulli surur.
Of course, or without doubt.
Of course is bittaba. Without doubt is bila shak. But this is different one. We started all these ones. Bikulli surur. No. Bikulli surur. It's with something. With what? سرور مسرور أنا مسرور لرؤياك مسرور سرور بكل سرور taking from the verb سرى يسر سرور مسرور السراء all these are variants for this word and Surur means. Let me give it to you.
More or less.
It's with pleasure. With pleasure. Bikulli surur, with pleasure. Write it down. Ba, kaf, lam. This is bikul. Then surur, sin, ra, waw, ra. Surur. Bikulli surur means with pleasure. Okay. Let's take the next one. What is the meaning of the word الثعابين? الثعابين.
No, I don't think I know that.
It's the plural of ثعبان. Do you know ثعبان? You remember ثعبان? That animal.
Snake.
Snake. So the plural of snake is?
الثعبان.
ثعابين is snakes.
Okay.
Thaabin, snakes. Tha'ain, alif, ba, ya, noon. Thaabin means snakes.
Snakes,
okay. Okay. The next one, what is the meaning of the word iman?
Iman means to have faith.
Faith. Okay. Just faith, not to have faith. Iman means faith. Okay. You got 1 point here for this question. Let's move on to the last question. The last question I'm asking you, translate the following. The chairs are beautiful. Wonderful. Kursi is a singular. Kursi means chair.
Karasi.
Yes, wonderful. Karasi. Very good. The plural. Al-karasi.
Al-karasiyun jamilatun.
Al-karasi jamilatun. Wonderful. MashaAllah. You get 1 point here for this question. So it's 1 point, 2 points, and 1 point. It's 4 points for you, student number 175.
Shukran jazila.
So now it's all together is 168, okay?
Shukran jazila.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam rahmatullah.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Student number?
260.
260. كم درجة لديك؟
69.
69 درجة. حسنا. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم.
I didn't learn last week's work.
You didn't attend this one. You said your student number is 260.
Okay.
You got 59 points.
69 points.
Okay. Now the first question is the Quran. I won't give you from the last lesson.
Okay.
Now, what is the meaning of the word Rabihat Tijaratuhum?
Rabihat is benefit.
Yes.
Tijaratuhum, their trade.
Their trade is what?
Tijara.
Trade is tijara. Yeah. The trade was profited. Okay. The next one. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم. What is the meaning? of the word watarakahum?
And left them.
He left them. Summun, bukmun, umyun. Only these three words I want. Summun, bukmun, umyun.
Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Excellent. Excellent. Wonderful. You get 2 points here for this question. Okay. Let's move on to the next question. In the next question, I want to translate the following. You ready?
Inshallah.
Okay. الجو حار جدا.
The weather is very hot.
Very hot. Okay. Excellent. You get 1 point here. Now, moving on to the general conversations questions. What is the meaning of the word nafs?
Nafs is soul.
Al-matar.
Matar is airport.
Walid.
Walid is father.
Qitar.
Qitar is train.
Train. Wonderful. 2 points. So 2 points and 2 points and 1 point altogether is 5 points for you, student number
260.
60, not 16, huh?
No, 16.
Okay, so now we've got 74 points.
Shukran.
Jazakillah khairan jaza. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Student number
50.
You are the first student with all number with the highest marks, mashallah. 177 points, is it correct?
I don't know how it must be.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, it's 177. And however, student number 175 is coming closer to you now. It's 168, so yes. Just 10 points. Yes. So let's see the competition between you and her. Competition in good, of course. Now, yes, the next question for you is the Quran question. You ready?
Okay.
او كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق. I want you the meaning of السماء first.
سماء is the sky.
And ظلمات.
That's darkness.
رعد.
That's lightning.
رعد is?
رعد is thunder.
Thunder.
Sorry.
And the برق is?
Yeah. Lightning.
Lightning. 2 points for you for this question. Wonderful. Let's move on to the next question. That's the words. What is the meaning of the word shari'a?
Shari'a, street.
Street. Wonderful. What is the English word fish? What is the meaning of it in Arabic? Fish.
Fish. Oh God, what is
samak? Samak, yes, that's correct. Samak, fish, wonderful. Okay, and one fish is called samaka in Arabic. Just one fish is called samaka. You remember that? Samaka, one fish. Okay? I want you to give me the superlative of samaka. Sorry, the superlative of samaka.
Superlative. Asmak? Am I right if I
see? Nope. Asmak is a plural, asmak. And samak also is a plural word. But I want you to give me the jewel, sorry, not the superlative, the jewel of...
Jewel. Samakan.
Samaka end with a round ta. Yeah, say again?
Samakatan.
Samakatan. Samakatan. That's correct, samakatan. Now, what is the meaning of the word zib?
Zib is wolf.
Wolf, zib. It's pronounced zib. Try to pronounce it correct.
Zib, zib.
No, zib, zib.
Zib.
Yes, you just turn a little bit about on the hamza there. Zib. Okay. Zib. Now the next one is jazar.
Jazar isn't jazar. What you call him? Butcher.
Butcher. Yes, that's correct. Jazar is butcher. We take 2 points for this question. Now the last question for you, singular. It's a masculine and feminine. The masculine of the word Jamila.
Ajmal.
The masculine.
Jamil.
Jamil. That's correct.
Jamil.
Okay,
Jamil.
That's wonderful. You take 1 point for this question as well. So all together is 5 points for you, student number. Sorry, what was student number again?
50. 50.
You've got now 182. 182 points, mashallah.
182,
jazakallah khair al-jaza for that. Okay, we have the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Man anti?
216.
216, kam daraja ladayki?
100.
Yes.
119.
119 daraja, wonderful.
Naam.
حسنا السؤال الأول
نعم
عن القرآن الكريم يقول السؤال يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. What is the meaning of the word الصواعق؟ صواعق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق. The singular of it is صاعقة. صاعقة.
They put their fingers in their ears.
Wonderful. That's correct.
Then.
هذا من الصواعق. You translated the first part, but what is
صواعق.
صواعق. Yes.
It's not coming to the head.
Mm-hmm. صاعقة. It comes from the sky. Something that comes from the sky. I have a very, very, the
lightning and the thunder.
You're giving me two words here.
The thunder.
Thunder. That's correct. The thunderbolt is called sa'iqa in Arabic.
Okay. Sa'iqa. Yeah.
That's a singular and the plural is sawa'iq. I consider it correct for you.
Okay.
Now, the next word. You ready?
Jinam.
يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Now I want you to give me the meaning of the word وإذا أظلم عليهم. The meaning of that sentence. وإذا أظلم عليهم.
And when it is darkness for them.
Wonderful. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. That's great. Okay, consider correct. The next word.
Yeah.
يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم. What is the meaning of من قبلكم?
From the ones before.
The one before you. من قبلكم, before you.
Before you. Okay.
Yes, consider correct as well.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم. What is the meaning of the word الثمرات?
الثمرات is the fruits. It will produce fruits for you.
Yes, mashallah. I'm very happy that you're not only learning this word with the word I'm asking, but you're also learning the entire sentence and you're saying it. That's very good. You take
so
2 points for this question.
Answer, right?
Yes, mashallah. Right. The next.
Inshallah.
The next one is the words of the general compositions, dialogues. What is the meaning of the word yalbas?
Yalbas is clothing.
To dress. Yalbas, to dress.
All right.
And what is the meaning of the word lusus? Lis, lusus. The singular is lis.
Thieves.
Thieves, yes. Lusus is thieves. That's correct. I want to say, attafiqu ma'aka. What is the meaning of that expression? Attafiqu ma'aka. Very important one. Attafiqu ma'aka. Or ana uwafiq.
I agree with you.
MashaAllah. Yeah. Wonderful. The next one. ما رأيك?
What is your opinion?
ما رأيك? What is your opinion? Great. MashaAllah. You get 2 points here for this question. MashaAllah. The next one. Arrange, make a sentence. Arrange and make a sentence. You ready?
نعم.
حسنا. السؤال يقول. الطائرة سأسافر السعودية إلى بي
إلى فيل
إلى بي
إلى بي
let's make it this way. بالطائرة السعودية سأسافر إلى
بالطائرة.
Yes, wonderful starting. So
a lot, إلى الطائرة.
إلى 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 is the second word is correct. إلى الطائرة.
إلى السعودية.
إلى السعودية.
نعم.
The third word is correct. The fourth word is.
I didn't get the fourth word.
It's بالطائرة.
بالطائرة.
Yes. Do you know the meaning of that?
With the plane.
Yes. Do you know the meaning of the entire sentence?
I traveled to Saudi by plane.
Yes, that's it.
Now.
Wonderful, mashallah. You get here also 1 point, so altogether it's 5 points for you.
Now
you are still number 216, so it's to 124 points, mashallah. That's great. Jazakallah khairan for that.
Assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right, this was wonderful, really. Our students, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, is answering the calls and answering all these, answering the questions. Calling in and answering the questions always. That's very good. I was thinking actually of making one of the students asking a question to another student. Maybe we can think of that. That one of the students will call in and will ask one question, and then we will be getting another student to answer this question, inshallah, from the lessons which we have studied already. This might be applied, inshallah, in the coming program, that we make some such competition to make it vibrant, inshallah ta'ala. Right, with that, we came to the end of our program for today. Al-Arabiyyatu lil-jami'i. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.